More than 300 people showed up for the candlelit vigil last night. The crowd quietly began gathering just before dusk. Some stood and stared at the memorial, lost in their own thoughts. Others held hands and hugged both friends and strangers alike. And as the crowd grew larger, so did the memorial. 15-year-old Joel Chavez says he and his father came down to pay their respects.
My dad and me wanted to go see what's going on here, out here in this, where this kind of like coping Gabrielle Giffords gets better. And I just wanted to see how many people were out and how they were showing support to her. I hope this doesn't ever happen again. It's really sad what happened to all those people, especially that 9-year-old girl. I really felt bad for her and her family.
As night fell, people began crowding around the memorial. Candles were lit, and soon they cast a ghostly glow on many somber faces. Michael Beckmans was one of them. He's a Tucson resident who says he felt the need to be at the vigil and hold a sign that urged people of all political persuasions to promote peace.
The hate in politics has gone too far, and it needs to come to an end. Let's come to the peace table together and let's figure this one out. Let's stop fighting each other. Let's stop the words. Let's come together peacefully, and I know that we can do better in helping us each other figure out all the situations that we're under. So please, America, let's come together. Let's figure out the problems together at the table. Please, nobody else needs to get hurt. Let's put down the guns. Let's put the knives down. Let's end it right here, right now, and come together as one.
As the vigil began in earnest, music began playing on a PA system. Prayers for the victims were said by a Jewish rabbi and a Catholic priest. Both noted that they wanted to send a message of interdenominational understanding, that people of all faiths can come together and pray for the victims in their own way. As the vigil continued, emotions ran high. Lynn S. Clark, a third grade teacher from Tucson, lit her candle and took a deep breath.
You know, my son and I came out because, you know, this goes across color barriers and religion. It's just senseless. Someone's lost their little girl. Someone's lost their husband, their loved one, their colleague, and it's so senseless. And you know, when I feel like it's like sand and you blow it and it just dissipates. You're never gonna see them and you can't get their lives back. But I also pray for the perpetrator's family because I know that they're probably in hiding and it's gonna be very hard for them to go in public, and I would hope that our city and our state would be very kind to them. And I'm praying for them because it must be very hard for them too.
The vigil continued with a blessing from members of the Tohono O'odham tribe and more music. A large part of the crowd could be heard singing along to John Lennon's Imagine and the Jeff Buckley song Hallelujah. Other vigils for the victims were held at churches in Tucson and Phoenix, and a small crowd gathered near an impromptu memorial outside of University Medical Center. That's the hospital where Congresswoman Giffords and some of the victims are being treated. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.